This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing.
Greetings for Life Rich Publications. This is J. Douglas Barker. The title of the book is Rosa, the Little Ant and the Great Big Elephant. This sounds like a mystery. I don't know if it's a mystery or not. Joining me is the author who joins me from Pennsylvania in the Pocono Mountains, Dainty Nix. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jay.
This is a children's book, obviously. I guess the title kind of gives that away a little bit, and also the artwork, which is very, very well done. You are an adjunct professor, which means that you are in the education game, if I can use that term. I have been an educator all your life. This book, is this something that was a lifelong goal, or is this something that came up more recently that you wanted to...
Actually, it was not a lifelong goal. My major lifelong goal was to be an educator.
Hmm.
And then I worked for New York City at the LaGuardia High School for Performing Arts. So I worked there for years, and then, like I told you, when we moved to the Poconos, and that's when I decided to switch over part-time as an adjunct professor. And since I had some more time on my hands, and my major goal in life is to motivate the younger generation.
Beautiful.
So that's when the thought of writing stories to uplift and motivate the younger generation, that's when that thought came to mind. And that's when I decided to move forward, yeah.
You have a very unique name, one that definitely would stand out. If I was being introduced to 100 people, I probably would remember your name because it is so unique. Is that your given name? Where were you born, and how did you get to the Poconos?
Okay, I was born in Jamaica, West Indies.
Beautiful.
So I came to this country when I was 17 years old. And my name was given to me, I assume, because the thought of that occurred to me when I got older. So I said, my name was given to me, I assume, because I was dainty and beautiful. That's the reason I got that name.
Very, very distinctive and also memorable. I mean, if I was doing a search online for an author and knew the first name, I think your name would be one that would be one of the first that would come up. The title of the book, Rosa, the Little Ant and the Great Big Elephant. This is a story about big and small, I think, in looking at it and reading your book. What is the message of that book? And tell a little bit about Rosa.
Okay, so let me start off by saying the name Rosa. When I wrote the book, I wanted to find a person in history whose name I could use. And I was inspired by Rosa Parks.
Beautiful.
And that's why I used the name Rosa, the little ant that stood up to the elephant, based upon her life story. So I wanted to show the younger generation that no matter how small you are and no matter how people look down on you or think about you, you could stand up for yourself.
Mm.
And that's my message for this book. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rosa Parks was an inspirational individual that you know did so much for that generation and the generation that currently is living. She was a wonderful lady. Is there a scene in this book? Now that elephant and ants are different sizes. What's the scene that really inspired your thoughts and gave you the context to write this?
Well, the scene was, I would think, a group of elephants destroyed their ant home.
Mm.
And they had to run away and build their home way up high in a beautiful acacia tree. So that would be the scene that inspired the whole thing. And then once they ran away and got up in the tree, and then another day came and the elephant came and wrapped his leathery trunk around the tree, and Rosa fell to the ground, and that's when she ran over and knelt down and said, I will protect my home from all creatures. And that's when she built up her strength and decided to stand up for herself and her home and her family.
Yes. And one thing that's interesting, I guess, allegorically or looking at the story, because I did read it, it is a short read, of course, because it's a children's book. But, you know, sometimes when you look at books like this, there's, you know, the end is, well, they all became friends and had a picnic. This is not the case in this book. The elephant, although not necessarily a bad character, is just a character that's oversized and gets in the way of Rosa and her friends living their life. So it was an interesting twist to the story. The artwork is wonderfully done. Did you personally oversee the artwork?
Yes, I did. Because when they first sent me the artwork, first of all, I wanted Rosa to look like a little girl, so that's why I had her dressed up with her little bow in her hair and had the dress on and everything else, because that was my inspiration for writing the book. You know, Rosa, not just a little aunt, not just any little aunt crawling around, but someone that looks special. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And
Well, the artwork's quite remarkable and colorful. This is a book that obviously is sort of directed towards children, but I think anyone could read this and enjoy it.
I agree with you 100%, because there are days, even though I was the one who wrote the book, there are days when I feel like I need a little upliftment, and I just go ahead and read that book. And when I read it, you're absolutely correct.
Beautiful.
That book could be uplifting for any age. Yes.
Beautiful. And again, the book is not a tough read. It's, I mean, as far as a number of pages, it's 25
right.
pages.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you, Dainty, to complete this as far as the script or the text of the book and the artwork?
Well, it took me over a year, actually, because, like I said, I'm an adjunct professor. And by the way, I'm a math professor.
Ah.
So I just want to put that in there. So, you know, all my life when I was in school, I basically loved math. And then my other subject that I loved was writing. So while I was writing this book, I was working also. So I didn't sit down and just write the book every single day, every single hour. I would take time off from it, you know, put it down, read it again, edited it. So there are quite a few changes that I did to the book before I actually decided to put it out there. I had several people read it. My children read it. Everybody read it. And when my son and my daughter said, "It's ready, Mommy," that's when I said, "Okay."
Well, it's good to have.
It took me a little while.
It's good to have positive critics and definitely even family members. I've got family. Well, I won't go into that. Well, they're not necessarily negative. They just don't stand on the sidelines and cheer when I do something that's creative. So it is something that you have to have a burning desire, passion, and motivation down inside, whether anybody likes it or not.
Yeah, you follow it through. Yes. And, you know, my children, they're very, very highly respectful of me and love me dearly. So whatever they say, if they don't think it's ready, because they did read it quite a few times, I said, "Okay, Mommy, you need to do this, you need to do that." But once they told me, "Oh, Mommy, it's ready," because they didn't read it just once. They read it several times in its stages. And once my children told me it was ready, that's when I knew it was ready.
that's great. Your background, again, you worked in, or not worked in, you were involved in the education process in music and performing arts center in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Were you involved in the music side, or was it, again, math?
I was always a math professor.
Always math. Wow.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, when I do the writing, I don't say that out loud because, always a math professor. Never taught anything else outside of mathematics.
Did you count the number of characters that were drawn in your book? And do you know the numbers? Is that something that's a passion for you also? My wife is very detailed. I don't know whether you might be as well.
What do you mean, the numbers?
Well, the number of ants that were drawn or any of the other details of your book.
No. No, I just actually looked because, you know, they sent me the illustrations and I had to approve it. So whatever I didn't like, I told them you have to change it to, you know, this. But no, I didn't. As far as the number is concerned, I figured, you know, since they are professionals, that I would trust their judgments because I'm not an illustrator. I'm just basically a writer. But, you know, when I looked at the illustrations, they much match what I need. And when they did it, it did match, yeah.
Well, again, it's a very colorful book as far as the style of our artwork,
yeah.
And also, your text focus on this book, the title of which is Rosa, the Little Ant, and the Great Big Elephant.
Elephant, yes.
Yes, and the front picture of this, I mean, the elephant doesn't look fierce or that kind of character.
Kind of, yes.
But
you know,
he's just big.
Also, when I wrote it, I wanted, because, you know, elephants are animals that are well-loved. So I didn't want to put a negative vibe on the elephant. So I just wanted to be somewhere in the middle where they, you know, they're not going to be friends. But in the end, the elephant went about his business. He's fine. And Rosa became the hero. That's basically it. I didn't want to put the elephants in a bad light.
Oh, you did a wonderful job. And again, the elephant is mostly just a big, oversized, goofy guy gets in the way.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it is.
Yes.
Again, the book, Rosa, the Little Elephant, and the Great Big Elephant, and my guest author who's joined me from the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania, Dainty Nix. Dainty, where can my listeners get a copy of this book?
Oh, wow. They could get it anywhere. All they have to do is Google Rosa the Little Ant and the Great Big Elephant, and it comes up. So it's on my website on daintynixbooks.com. It's on Amazon. As soon as you put it in, it should come up right away. It's on Barnes & Noble's. It's Walmart. It's everywhere.
Beautiful.
Just Google it and it comes right up.
Oh, beautiful. Well, best of luck. Are you considering...
That's the good part about it.
Yes. Absolutely. Huh? Are you considering a follow-up book of any kind?
Oh, absolutely. I have another book called Because of Love. You know, because like I said, when I write books, it's to motivate. So I just write whatever, you know, feelings. It has to have some kind of feeling to it. So this one now is called Because of Love. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on completing this. Again, it's a charming book. You've heard the title, folks, a number of times, so do a search under that or the author's name, Dainty Nix, and you'll locate this and find out more about her writing career, which is a new venture for her, relatively, and one that she seems to be enjoying. I think you'll enjoy her content as well. Thank you, Dainty, for joining me today.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Actually, you made my day.
Oh, you know, like, well,
you
fantastic.
You know what I told you I was about to do, right?
Yes.
But now I have a smile on my face and my heart is lifted.
Oh, beautiful. Now, for the sake of people who don't know our previous conversation, she was about to write and send money off for some bills. So it wasn't anything really bad that she was going to do.
Yes.
But just life got in the way a little bit. But we're happy that it was set aside for a moment. We got a chance to meet you and get acquainted. You've done a wonderful job.
Oh,
thanks, Dainty.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure. For Life Rich Publications, this is Jay.
Yes.
Douglas Barker.
You've been listening to Indie Book Publishing. Join us again.